It is sunny and 62 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News 7:04. If Tennessee's redrawn congressional map survives the onslaught of legal challenges, the new District 9 could soon have a Republican primary. Its borders, which span from the Arkansas state line to Brentwood, make the district likely Republican. And two state lawmakers are looking for a promotion. State Senator Brent Taylor announced his bid last week. He had recused himself from the redistricting vote. Now, Representative Todd Warner is in the race, too. Warner did not recuse himself, but he did wear a Trump flag on the floor during the special session. Come this summer, nearly all of Tennessee's Supreme Court justices will be Governor Bill Lee appointees. His latest pick is East Tennessee's Kyle Hixon, who will be sworn in on July 7th. He's 42 years old and will be the youngest of the court's five justices, and he's the fourth Lee appointee. He's replacing former Chief Justice Holly Kirby, a Haslam appointee who retired. Hixon has been serving on the Court of Criminal Appeals in Knoxville. He's a member of the Federalist Society, one of the most influential legal organizations in the country. Membership is often a prerequisite for appointments by Republican governors and presidents. Tennessee consistently has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the country. That's the number of deaths tied to pregnancy within a year of birth. That's why the Metro Health Department created the Nashville Strong Babies Program. It pairs new moms with caseworkers, doctors, and nurses. And it offers parenting classes for both parents, guidance for enrolling in other support programs, and essentials like diapers and car seats. Samney Areola heads the Metro Public Health Department. In a recent budget hearing, he said that no patients enrolled in that program have died. But that is not the only success story here.
For me, the Nashville Strong Babies is an example of a program that we choose locally to invest in. And the more local investment that we have, the less disruption we have to the grants, whether they're coming from the federal government or from the state government. And really, more local investment has got to be the goal.
Last year, Nashville was one of hundreds of cities that abruptly lost federal funding. The agency had been using the money for measles vaccine clinics and to pay for public health workers. The proposed budget invests more than $61.5 million in the public health department. Well, at 8 a.m., Darren Nunley cast a fishing line in the Nickajack Reservoir just outside of Chattanooga. The bobber went under, and a struggle ensued. And Nunley reeled in a record-breaking largemouth bass. The whopper was 15 pounds and 7 ounces. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency confirms that is a new state record for largemouth bass catches, breaking an 11-year-old record. Nunley caught the fish using a $20 lure that you can get at Bass Pro Shops. He says that it's the dream of every fisherman to catch the biggest bass the lake. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.